3, and we played it because Marika is part of something called Piano 6, and to tell us all about that, we welcome Daniel Nukowski. It's always nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Pleasure to be back.
You were here not too long ago talking about the Collingwood Summer Music Festival, and we'll get to that in a few moments. But today we want to start off by talking about just what Piano 6 is all about. There used to be a Piano 6, and now there is Piano 6, the new generation, and that's what you're involved in and have kind of reassembled. Give us the history first.
Yes. Well, in a nutshell, we are the new generation of pianists of Piano 6 that is targeting the new generation of Canadians, young Canadians, that we want to play for and expose what our great passion is, the passion of sharing music. And the original Piano 6 was started by Janina Fiałkowska, a wonderful friend of mine, also with born in Canada of Polish ancestry.
And a world-class performer.
Absolutely. A wonderful human being on top of being an excellent pianist and musician. And I actually played in a masterclass of hers when she came down to Windsor, Ontario, where I was born. And at that time, I was living in Europe. And I had performed a work by Chopin of hers, for her. And the amount of insights she gave me, directly stemming from Arthur Rubinstein, one of the greatest Polish pianists, the insights she gave me in just a short session was something I cherish and remember to this day. And she had played a wonderful concert for the community and gave us these free masterclasses, and it changed my life. Literally. So it was always my dream to reactivate the program.
Well, the other pianists in that original Piano 6 were John Kimura Parker, André Laplante, Marc-André Amelin, Angela Cheng, and Angela Hewitt. I mean, we're talking big name Canadian pianists, and you've assembled a wonderful group of new generation. Tell us about them.
Yes. I'm very pleased. We're becoming like a family. We'll be sharing the stage for the first time May 25th in Niagara Falls. We have our first so-called gala concert where the six of us just have fun on stage. We have two pianos. We play through six-hand repertoire, even 12-hand repertoire by a composer based in Toronto, a jazz composer, Darren Sigismund. These are all individuals, as the old Hackneyed saying goes, birds of a feather flock together. We all love to perform outreach concerts. We love to perform for schools. We kind of want to break that elitist edge that classical music has acquired
in
the last 20th century.
Well, it has that reputation, but you and I know, in most of our listeners, the listeners who have found us already, they know it's not elitist at all.
Absolutely not. It's music, it's great music, and great music can be music coming from the Beatles, music that lasts through time. And we're picking out music that is really the cream of the crop, music that has existed and has a special purpose in history, and still to this day for modern ears is something that can stir our souls.
Joining you in the new edition, the new generation of the Piano 6 are Marika Bernacki, whose music we just heard there playing the Bach, David Jalbert, Angela Park, Ian Parker, Anastasia Rizikov, and of course, yours truly, Daniel Nukowski. Now, before we talk about that big gala in Niagara on the Lake, the real purpose of Piano 6 is to go out to some of the communities that don't usually get access to classical music performance. And I know this season you're going to Rainy River and Fort Francis in Ontario, Fort Nelson and Fort St. John in BC, Slave Lake in Alberta, all this month of May, and then wrapping up in Niagara on the Lake. Tell our listeners what the mission statement is for Piano 6.
Right. Well, we are pianists who want to bring our music to the next generation of Canadians and inspire, simply add a spark in a community. Our big cities, Ottawa, Toronto, have so much entrepreneurial energy. There's so much going on. They're wonderful, amazing cosmopolitan cities. Yet as we go farther away from these cosmopolitan areas, especially up north, there's less and less happening. And it's our mission to reach to these areas, play for the schools, give workshops for music teachers, break the music up, tear it apart into its constituent elements, and just share why we're so excited about playing this music. What's so special in it? Why can it last the test of time?
Well, each one of these locales that I mentioned a few moments ago, one of the six pianists will go not only playing piano, but interacting with the audience. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is a very important aspect of Piano 6, is to really increase the engagement of the audience, to invite individual members, people who may be taking piano lessons, or people who are just curious about the piano, invite them on stage with us together. We have many little experiments that we like to do with the piano, even if it requires taking a screwdriver and taking it apart, showing all the intricate parts inside. And just
this is a hammer, not the kind a carpenter uses, but a piano.
Right, right. It's a fascinating instrument, and it's also an economic model from a standpoint of running a non-for-profit. Only one pianist has to go out. Pianos are all over the place. We also have this fantastic relationship with Yamaha, where we can bring pianos to locations that don't have them or require.
And a tuner.
So the excitement this has generated has been incredible.
So we come to the Niagara-on-the-Lake performance, May 25th. You're going to present your very first gala concert, all six of you together. The locale is St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Toronto. Where do people get tickets? Ontario, I mean.
Right. BravoNiagara.org, I believe, is the website. The Bravo Niagara Festival has all the details on how to acquire tickets.
It's well, that sounds exciting. And people listening to us in the Southern Georgian Bay Area, 102.9 FM, where we're originating this conversation, obviously they go to the Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake. People in Eastern Ontario listen on 103.1, or the people in the Greater Toronto Area listening on 96.3. Make a note of the date, May 25th. It's a Saturday, 7:30 p.m., St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. You will be entertained. And if you can't make it, but you want to contribute to the work of Piano 6, you do accept donations because it is a not-for-profit.
Right. And since it is a pan-Canadian project, we offer donors an incredible amount of exposure with their logos on all media material, all programs that go out in these communities. We're really boosting up our social media profiles, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of these are opportunities where the audiences that watch Piano 6 will be able to see, you know, parents in the audience will be able to see that this particular logo, this company helped my family or my children to acquire this special experience.
That website again, www.piano6.com. It was a wonderful idea when Yanina conceived it, and I'm so happy that you have made the effort to put it back together.
Yes, and so is Yanina.
Yeah, for this new generation. Before I let you get away, just a quick word about the Collingwood Festival. You did a performance for a school just last Friday, and there was another small concert here in Collingwood on Saturday in advance of this. But the festival itself begins in July, and you've brought some great, like the Griffin Trio, the Elmer Eyes, Teto Gelato, and more. I'm going to give the folks a website, collingwoodfestival.com. And this is another thing that if people can't attend one of those marvelous concerts, they can contribute.
Absolutely, yes. We accept donations. We're also working on a program brochure where businesses can advertise their logo. And that's the May 15th is kind of the deadline. And it is the deadline. And that's an opportunity once again for everyone in the audience at the Collingwood Festival to be able to read through the program notes. It'll be about 40 pages in total. So it's an opportunity for businesses to showcase.
Very exciting for the new generation of performers and the new generation of audience, which all of us are trying to reach, you and this radio station and everybody. So collingwoodfestival.com is the website for more information about the summer festival that's coming up, and we're excited about it, happy to be involved, and I'm very happy to be able to say that I'm going to be the MC at your opening night performance. I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful to have you.
Daniel, thank you for your visit, and we'll go back to a little more music from one of the people who's part of Piano 6, Canadian piano virtuoso Ian Parker. Thanks again.
Thank you.